This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 24. Advocate, Counselor. Our reading comes from John chapter 14. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Sharing a last meal with his disciples just hours before his betrayal and death, Jesus drops a bombshell. He tells his disciples that he will soon be leaving them. Jesus assures his followers, though, that he will give them an advocate to help and counsel and comfort them. The original Greek word here for advocate refers to someone like a lawyer who provides counsel in legal matters. Our Bibles today translate the word using advocate, counselor, comforter, and other terms. When we say with the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Spirit, we are taking comfort that the Spirit is our advocate and counselor. Jesus' promise of the Holy Spirit offers us great comfort. We are not alone. Though he is not physically present with us, Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to counsel and comfort us, leading us into truth. The Holy Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son to live in us, helping us to serve the Lord each day. Jesus provides the Holy Spirit to his followers, saying, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Are you obeying the teaching of Jesus? If not, repent and turn to him, and the Holy Spirit will comfort and guide you. Lean on him, rest in him, and be guided by him in your walk with Jesus. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. May he work in our lives as our counselor and comforter, as we seek to follow you today and always. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.